As originally written, the Juneau Assembly's emergency resolution would institute a mandatory 14-day quarantine for anyone arriving from out of state or a community with confirmed coronavirus cases. But Juneau's two largest private employers objected.
The mandated quarantine is problematic for our business. We have many of our workers who come from throughout Alaska as well as outside.
That's Mike Satry of Hecla Greens Creek Mine at Sunday's assembly meeting. Core Alaska, which operates Kensington Mine, also warned that the quarantine would impact its operations as the company brings in out-of-state workers who work in two-week shifts. The assembly heard these concerns and acted. By a one-vote margin, it added exemptions using the federal government's guidance on essential critical infrastructure workers. That includes miners and healthcare workers. But Bartlett Regional Hospital's medical staff are observing the quarantine anyway. Dr. Stephen Greer divides his time between Oregon and Washington. He flew into town last Wednesday, so it'll be about a week before he can start seeing patients.
I'm up here now for the duration of whatever this is. I told my wife goodbye and said I'll see you down the road when all this is over because I can't travel anymore because every time I travel, I'd have to go in quarantine.
He's among several doctors that penned a letter to assembly members urging them to rethink exempting industries.
And my recommendation is if the miners want to work, that they should come up and stay and not go back south until this thing is over.
Already, one of the mines has reversed itself. On Monday, Greens Creek sent a memo to its workforce saying everyone arriving would be first quarantined for 14 days at a Juneau hotel. The mine is moving to a 28-day shift to accommodate the change. A spokesperson for Core Alaska says Kensington Mine is considering other options, including moving to longer shifts. In a statement, Bartlett Regional Hospital's CEO Chuck Bill wrote that for the public good, the travel quarantine needs to be as restrictive as possible for the time being. That's what hospital doctors have been saying.
We have a disaster, and we have a disaster coming, and it's like we're watching the tsunami come, but this time we can actually mitigate the tsunami by making choices.
Dr. Joanne Gartenberg runs Bartlett's behavioral health section. She says the only effective way to slow the spread of coronavirus is to not travel. One of the physicians in her section had been commuting from Arizona, where he has a wife and young son.
And he's really facing being separated his family now for several months, really. It's a really difficult choice, but he made the right choice because he wants to protect Juneau, he wants to protect himself, and he wants to be here to be able to treat our population.
It isn't clear what other exempted industries will continue to function. The federal guidelines give broad latitude to the fishing industry, government workers, the energy sector, and others. Marijuana business owners had appealed to the Juneau Assembly for an exemption as well. That's because federal prohibition on mailing cannabis requires individuals to courier product within the state. But cannabis suppliers aren't included in the federal exemptions for critical businesses, nor did the Assembly add them. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.